I'm Angela, and I've had a lifelong fascination with the Beatles. I mean, it really is a cliche because people say it all the time that the Beatles are a soundtrack to their life. But I would say they have been present throughout my life, always there in the background. I can barely remember a time when there weren't Beatles in my life. I, like everybody else, fell in love with the Beatles, and especially Paul McCartney. He's just got the most wonderful eyes. He was just gorgeous. You know, and he still is. When I was a teenager, I'll admit, I did stand outside his house quite a lot before I became a serious librarian. It didn't stop there. I was still doing that sort of daft thing. After I was 50, Paul was signing autographs at Piccadilly Circus, and I got to hear about this. He was signing on the Wednesday lunchtime. So I arrived on Monday afternoon and started queuing. I don't normally do this sort of thing, by the way. You know, this was really out of character for me to do it at this sort of stage in my life, I have to say. But to sleep on the pavements towards the end of November was not a pleasant experience. But I got his autograph and I met him. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves
you. And your house isn't full of artifacts, is it?
Sort of subtle things here and there that I sort of don't even notice anymore, really.
So what we're looking at is a picture of you looking like you're holding on to Paul McCartney's arm.
Originally, it was Heather. And my husband managed to take Heather out of the picture and put me there instead. So you can see me linked arms with Paul, which is a lovely picture, really, isn't it? Yes, my husband's very, very supportive and understanding of my Beatles obsession. And here, pride of place, is my certificate, degree of Master of Arts in the Beatles Popular Music and Society with distinction from January this year. The reason I wanted to do the course in the first place was to legitimise, if you like, my fandom, because I knew I wasn't just a silly fan. OK, I might have slept on the pavements, but I knew there was more to it than that. And the more I researched the course, the more I realised it wasn't going to be just finding out more and more trivia about the Beatles. It was something entirely different. It was so, so hard. It fried my brain. My dissertation concerned the production by the BBC of a programme called Our World. It was the very first programme that was ever broadcast live simultaneously across the world. And it had contributions from countries throughout the world. And representing Great Britain were the Beatles. And they wrote a song specially for it. And that song was All You Need Is Love, which actually represents very, very nicely the summer of 1967. I remember this programme so vividly. We were on holiday at the time. We were in a caravan and we'd managed to somehow or other get hold of a portable television set so that we could watch this programme. Loved the song, loved the era, and I just thought it was the perfect piece of research to do. And it got me a very good mark as well.